Yeah. Put salt in your water is what you did. And then stirred the meal into the... Stirred
I'll
it in gradually. Well, it's good.
Yeah. Be like anybody that, for breakfast.
Yeah. Anybody that likes corn meal or, you know, cornbread or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my daddy would not eat a piece of cornbread for anything. He would have starved, I believe, before he would have eaten a piece of cornbread. But he liked mush.
Why is that? He just
I
didn't like
know.
It? That's kind
he
of
didn't
weird.
Like cornbread, but he liked mush. And he liked it. He wanted Mama to, whenever we had mush, that was when I was a girl growing up, he wanted Mama to make enough, or he'd usually make it at night. He wanted enough made so there'd be a bowlful left over so it would mold in the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be sliced and rolled in flour and fried for breakfast. And it was good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It was really good.
You know, we've started making, whenever we make grits, we make a whole lot so they'll get that way so we can fry them for breakfast.
Well, cornmeal mush would be the same.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. I'll have to try that. What do you call peas, beets, corn, et cetera, et cetera?
Vegetables?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, Harry Brown used to come down here and want some vegetables. He'd say, Mr. Hicks, I want a few vegetables to make me some soup.
Oh, gosh. What's the kind of food made out of ground corn and boiled? It's particularly a southern food, usually served with salt and pepper, but or butter and gravy.
Well, now that's what I was talking about, mush.
No. Let's see. I don't really know how. It's made out of whole grains of corn. After
oh, hominy.
Yeah, yeah.
Hominy. And that's delicious when it's made right.
Each to his own. I got too much of that in grammar school.
Oh,
I've
did.
Never had any good hominy. Or maybe I just acquired a real dislike for it in grammar school.
Well, probably. And it wasn't good, probably, either.
True.
What
was?
The hominy that I always had until later years, then we bought some in cans at stores. But Mama used to make it, and homemade hominy was really delicious.
Now, how would she make it? She'd take the little pieces of corn?
Take the grains of corn,
right.
Just a whole pile of corn. And put lye on it. You drip the ashes. Had a ash hopper out in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
And you dripped lye from the ashes and took that water and boiled the corn in it till the husks begun
to
loosen.
That's what Murphy was talking about, them using lye to get the skins off sweet
mm-hmm.
potatoes. Same
yeah.
difference. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Till the husks begun to loosen,
mm-hmm.
and then they'd take it out of that and run it underwater,
uh-huh.
and wash it and wash it and wash it and wash it till all the husks came off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd put salt and...
Well, now, would you have to set get the husk out? Or?
Well, yeah, you'd get the hominy out from the husk. You'd lift it with your hands just like... You were washing peas or beans to put
mm-hmm.
them on to cook for dinner. Well, you'd wash the corn the same way.
Okay.
And you'd keep rubbing it and, you know, doing it around the water till those husks came off.
Right.
And then you'd lift the corn, the grains of corn out and put them in a separate bowl or pan. And you'd put a little bit of bacon fat or something like that, and some salt
mm-hmm.
in, and